tether to surrender to the sheriff today. The Atlanta Constitution, Monday, 9th November 1914, page 5, column 4. Other indictments may be announced following his return to the city. Startling developments are expected this morning in the indictments against an alleged gang of bond forgers when Carlton C. Tedder surrenders at 11 o'clock to Sheriff Mangum. Tedder was indicted several days ago. A large number of indictments, which were kept secret, were also returned at the same time. Harry Latham, another figure in the Frank investigation, was indicted and is being held under bond of $2,000. Tedder disappeared at the time the true bills were returned against him. Police headquarters was notified last night that he telephoned over long distance to his attorney, John A. Boykin, that he would return to Atlanta this morning from Cartersville and surrender to the sheriff. Bond of $1,000, it is said, will be assessed against him. Arrangements are being made to put up this amount and obtain his freedom at once. Tedder was formerly an assistant to attorney William M. Smith, Conley's lawyer and accuser. Tedder was brought into the limelight frequently during the Frank case. At one time, he admitted having been in the employ of the Burns Agency, while he cooperated at the same time with Jim Conley's counsel. He and Harry Latham are accused of being involved in bond swindles, alleged to have been perpetrated at police headquarters. Detectives from Solicitor Dorsey's office have been engaged for months in securing evidence against this alleged gang. It is believed that with Tedder's surrender, the solicitor's office will make known the identities of the other men indicted.